towns in Australia. Like, there's, it's all over the world. It's really
Japan
neat.
Japan, too.
Japan. Oh. We actually have a dude who is usually on staff for us who's studying abroad in Australia this semester. So he's going to Purdue in Sydney. Like, we're sending him our flyers to, like, take to the con. It's going to be really great. Maybe we'll get some Aussies, but man. Yeah. Anybody else got questions? Pursuit interaction etiquette. Oh, we have a question. What's up?
Just branching off on like all first experience. What were your guys' first experience in FurCon?
At FurCon. So mine was Anthro New England 2015. I volunteered at my first con. Actually, you know what? For the how to interact with people, go volunteer. Because you'll talk to staff, you'll talk to attendees, you'll talk to everyone. I made so many friends that first year because I actually moved back to Boston from St. Louis in 2014, and then the con started the next year. I had like 3 friends in the fandom who were local, and then after that con, I had like 50. And it was mostly because I volunteered. So highly recommend that. The volunteer department is downstairs on the mezzanine. Mm-hmm. Sign up whenever you want. You can do as many hours or as little hours as you want, and it's a great time. I think I did security the first year. But yeah, that was mine. It was fun.
Yeah, my first year, I actually was introduced into going to conventions by my older sibling, and so kind of got dragged around. And conference, by the way, is vastly different just because it's been so many years between then and now. And looking back, in some ways, kind of like, oh, that was a little cringy kind of thing, some things. But, I mean, they did used to do stuff like showing movies in, like, a video room, which you don't really do much nowadays because of copyright concerns. But back then, I don't really care. And, you know, it was actually nice to have somebody helping guide me around because I don't know... if I was just there myself with no support, I don't know if I'd really know what to do. So if you actually know somebody, like have a friend, have a family member, or something like that, that definitely helped. I mean, we don't really have a choice on that. It's like a thing that happens. But you know.
I was going to say, there are some regional Telegram groups, like we've got North Shore Furries, and there's one for this con and everything. You can meet some people that way. You can say, oh, there's someone who lives right across town from me. We'll go to the con together. He's already been to the con. He can give me hints on what to do, how to app people, and so on. So Telegram groups are a great way, and there's other ways as well. Social media is a great way to learn about the convention and, again, the fandom in general.
Yeah, planning ahead for conventions. Like, if you are worried about, you know, finding people to hang out with, I definitely recommend, like you said, popping in the local Telegram groups, popping in the local con chats, and trying to, like, find people that you have stuff in common with and see if you want to maybe go to an event together and stuff like that.
So ride share and room share. You know, hey, he lives across town from me. Let's go in together. We'll save money. We'll room together maybe. Maybe after you've got to know them a little better, but, you know.
But, again, use Telegram for that. You can chat a whole bunch, and, it's good. That's definitely super helpful.
And then I was... My first furry con was a blur.
Mine too.
Reason why is because at that point I only saw fursuits online, only photos, but then when you get there, there's a ton, there's thousands of fursuits everywhere, and you just want to take pictures of every one of them. So I'd get up at like 8 in the morning and then wouldn't go to bed until like 4 in the morning. And then do it all again the next day. Don't do that. I do not recommend that.
It's a good way to lead into the 6-2-1 rule
that I have. We're going to talk about that too. So going into that, don't do it. At least get 6 hours of sleep, 2 meals a day, and 1 shower or hygiene. You will try to prevent con crud as much as possible. Wash your hands.
Con crud is just like the general cold and sick that you get after being at a con. You can avoid it by using hand sanitizer, washing your hands, like don't don't just use common sense. Don't drink other people's drinks. Like, just be smart.
Vitamins are emergency.
At the time, it'll seem like a good idea, but future you will thank you for not doing the thing.
Oh, yeah, no. And as time progresses, and this is something I can also stress too, is that as the longer you are in fandom, the way that you interact with the fandom changes as well. As you grow, so does your interactions. Like, for example, when I first started going to conventions, I was more into kind of like the party scene. I was super excited about everything. As soon as I started going down the road, I was on panel staff last year as a seasonal staff member, and now this year, hey, if you submitted a panel, I'm the person that you probably talked to, or Remy. So yeah, no, it's weird, it's very reflective when you look at it. I don't even know what to say on that, because it's like, I get kind of emotional about it too.
Getting involved with your local con too, like I said, volunteering, but yeah, if you have a skill set that you think your con should use, go to them and sign up. So we need help. But yeah, can you talk about anything else for you guys?
Since you won the fursuit etiquette?
Oh yeah, fursuit etiquette. So, fursuiters are great, as you can see. You're going to want to hug them. You're going to want to boop them on the nose. You're going to want to throw things at them, maybe, if those things are soft. Don't do that. We've had some issues in the past. The number one thing to do with fursuiters is make sure you ask before you do anything. Tap them on the shoulder, give them a little wave in front of their eyes where they can see you, because there is no peripheral vision in those things whatsoever, and ask for a photo or a hug. It's really
easy.
You
want to give me the photo?
Yeah. I can use both of you as a test subject. This is great.
Okay.
So we're going to test out some peripheral vision here.
Oh, yeah.
So we got two different we essentially have two different style suits. Both have different visions on them. Okay. So do you want to go first? Okay. So where is your line of vision? Straight ahead. Okay. So if you come up to someone, you can't if you go up to a suitor, you can't see them. Well, they can't see
they
you.
They can't see you.
Well, you can see them.
Love the dragon here.
But yes, that's both for your safety as well as theirs. If they don't know that you're there, they can do a hand gesture and they can hit you in the face by accident.
I've done that.
That has
I felt
hurt.
Really bad afterwards. Someone
yes.
was hanging out right in my blind spot and I had no idea they were there.
The number of times I've smacked people with my ears because I didn't know they were back here,
yeah.
I can't even count.
Yeah, because like you have again, you also have two different style of suits. You have a tail that extends out, and then
which can hit people.
It can knock over things as well as people. And then you have the long tail, which is great for hugging too. If you are
but
in
again,
suit,
ask.
Yes. Even if you're in suit yourself, ask to interact with the person. It's all about consent.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Just ask. Common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Be nice.
Yes,
although
don't
you rub my nose is also a good point. If you're going to meet a fursuiter,
don't go slam
into their face, because my nose is right behind the bulk of my snout and I have a lip piercing. So if you hit me too hard, you're more likely hitting my mouth or jamming my nose. And that can cause a nosebleed or just a general discomfort. And that's not good for the suitor. They don't want to get any blood in their suit if they get a nosebleed. And they don't want to get a migraine or disoriented. And it just ruins the time for them. And then they get upset with you and they can ruin your time as well.
Yep. And another thing to point out too is that you want to be wary where you put your hands on a suitor too. Yes. For you don't know who is under that suit. Please be mindful of this. Because if you do touch the wrong area, you can ruin their entire con. And potentially even longer. Don't do that.
In some suits, like, I believe Pyrite is a style where the crotch is dropped.
Mm-hmm.
So where the crotch of the suit is, not the focus of there, but it's really important, that's not their body. They're going to be their hips are going to be a lot higher and more in the stomach area. So if you go to rub their stomach and they have a drop crotch suit, you're reaching an area of consent. You didn't ask them about their summit. If you had asked them, they probably would have told you though.
Yes. So overall, be mindful.
You want to give etiquette on tiny first graders since I'm a little shorter?
Oh yes, absolutely. Don't pick people up. Do not uppies. Do not go up to a first grader and do that. That is not okay. Unless, of course, you ask them and you make sure you communicate that you want to lift them up. Some suitors do have a disability where it could affect their spine. Don't hurt them.
And sometimes you don't know your own strength. If you go to hug a first grader or grab them around the midsection to lift them, you could fracture or break a rib.
So the other concern too is that, like, you also just don't want to rip someone's suit. You know, like, you know, hurting people aside, like, you might rip a suit. That's these things are not cheap.
They are not.
So I guess one other thing, like, non-fursuiting that I wanted to go over is what to do if you have a problem at a furry con. Because that happens sometimes, unfortunately. We have a pretty large security team this year. And security is right next to registration. Our head of security is a panda. He's great. But yeah, if you have any sort of issues whatsoever, if someone's bothering you, if someone's like giving you any problems, go straight to security and they will handle it for you. They're wonderful. They will work with you. They'll listen. It's great. So yeah, I wanted to mention that as well. Hi.
Do you have a first aid area, or would that also be?
That's with security. Okay. Yeah, so just go to security and they'll sort you out.
And it's like, if you have any kind of questions, comments, concerns, seek out one of us.
Yeah.
You can find one of us by this wonderful little band here.
Yeah, these orange lanyards and staff. So.
Yep. And over time, you will get to know us. You'll see us either up on stage, you'll see us running around with a coffee in our hand, going a million miles an hour. Even if we're going a million miles an hour, stop us.
Yeah, we'll stop and help you out for sure.
Overall, the safety and concern of the attendees is our most importance.
Yeah.
If you're happy, we're happy.
All right. Got any more questions? If not, me and the dinosaur actually have them too.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I honestly think we're. I think we're on our own.
Pretty much done.
Yeah.
Any last minute questions? Going once, going twice. All right, cool.
Yeah. Do you need some help moving this?
The
yeah,
first
suits are going to get around
that.
Anyone
wants to hug the dinosaur, now's your chance.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
There you go. Yeah, so if there's no more questions, feel free to wander around. And, enjoy. I booked this panel a little too long.
Money on artists.
And go spend time in the game room too. I'm trying to get my